So yeah, I mean, I graduated college. I went to Spain for a year. I still wasn't quite sure what I was doing, and I really wanted to see if this relationship would work out. And with my degree, I was able to teach in Spain and as an auxiliary English teacher. So I just
Thanks.
conversation. So, and then after that's when I went to Guatemala, and then I went back to Spain. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So I'm in Spain. I have my business. It's slow. I need a day job, right? I'm reinvest. Like I said, I started with a $3,000 cash advance. There's no money there really. So I'm reinvesting all my earnings back into the company. And meanwhile, I'm trying to look for work in Spain, and there was just none. It was right after the crisis and it was rough. So I said, "Hey, sweetie, I gotta go. Like I'm one of those types I have to work. You know, I need to keep moving. If I'm stagnant, I get depressed, I guess."
Right.
So,
Serial entrepreneur, man.
yeah, so I just got to keep moving. So, what I did is I went to the States and did the same construction work again, you know, swing the hammer, turn the wrenches. And with that money, I saw an opportunity in Spain to start an Airbnb business.
Oh, yeah.
So, housing prices just tanked after with the crisis in Seville. And that seemed to be the best market. Now, I guess one thing I want to take away from this here is that in every place you end up being, so my desire was to go where just kind of my heart followed me. Like my wife, I want to be with her. Girlfriend, I want to go there. And I figure out a way to make that happen. I want to go to Guatemala. I figure out a way to make that happen. And then once you get there, you look around, you see what are my options, you know? And both Spain and Guatemala, it made a lot more sense to try to start your own business because relatively little amount of capital. And also the labor markets aren't great, you know? So like if I went and got a job, I wouldn't have enough money to probably go visit my mom, you know? So it's like making things match up, making two ends meet. So I saw an opportunity in Spain. And we're starting our young family, and I come back from work from the States, my little daughter, who was like 7 months old, like she started crying when I grabbed her. I was like, "Oh, I don't know if I can keep this up." So I pushed a little harder, and then I was able to buy that apartment downtown, and then I was an Airbnb host in Spain for a while, and that's how I ended up surviving there, and you know, making everything work in my life the way I needed it to work.
Now, do you still own those Airbnbs in Spain?
Yeah, so I still have one there, and I just recently gave it to a company to manage because not being there makes it kind of difficult.